Blog Talk Radio.
Wow. Okay. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard and the start of a new year. I'm a little freaked out already. I don't know why, but it's already January 5th, and wow, I'm on a roll. And Rose Lerner is on the show tonight to help me kick off the new year. How did I talk you into this?
I love talking.
Awesome.
It's not hard
awesome.
To talk me into.
Yeah, it wasn't hard. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. Some people require bribery, but I really love that you just said yes. You said yes. And then I was like, oh,
I'm thrilled to be here.
Voluntary. That's important. That's right, everybody. This is a recorded show, and she said it was voluntary. So just direct the emails of, how could you do that? No, it's all good. You have a book out today.
I do. It's called Listen to the Moon, and it's the third book in my Regency Small Town series, but you can read them in any order. And it's about a really, starchy valet in the sort of Jeeves tradition and the snarky maid of all work. And it's a marriage of convenience story. They marry to get a job. And I really love them, and I hope that you will too.
I love the premise. I love that you are not limiting yourself to, and I mean, as historical romance authors, I think you're just expected to write only about the upper classes or that upper crest. You're really, the secondary characters can be, in a lot of stories, can be a maid or, you know, somebody who's a hardworking tradesman, but they're rarely center stage. And I have to say, I, for one, super happy about the shift.
Yeah, you know, it's not that I don't like fantasizing about being super wealthy, because I do. I mean, I look at Jay-Z and Beyonce, on Twitter, and it seems like they're having a great time being, really rich, right? Like, that's, like, a really fun fantasy. But
yeah.
I also, something that I really love a lot of times about contemporaries is the focus on one of the characters' jobs or the financial struggle. And so I like doing that in historicals too. And, variety is the same.
Absolutely. No, I think it's awesome. And in a weird way, if anybody's, a Downton Abbey fan, that's been 90% of the fun is what's happening below stairs, not above.
Mm-hmm.
I'm way less interested in who Lady Mary is snogging than I am in Will, Mr. Carson, and Mrs. Hughes finally have the conversation they need to have.
Oh, my gosh, is that going to happen? I'm, I'm totally fine with spoilers, so don't. But, I have just finished season two, and, there
oh,
is no.
no
– That's amazing.
I feel
I'm
horrible.
So excited for that.
I feel so horrible.
No. I love spoilers,
down.
Honestly.
Oh,
like,
my.
Part of the reason that I love romance novels is because I know more or less what's going to happen, and so I have no problems with spoilers.
Okay. Thank God, because I was this will be the shortest program we've ever had. As Rose
hangs up on me
in fury. How dare you? season six. End of season five is the big, and then yes, the last night it premiered season six, and believe it or not, yeah, he's finally worked up the courage and they've, yeah. So
that's
there you
adorable.
Go.
Adorable.
They are adorable.
Aww.
They are freaking
adorable. Yeah, I feel
adorable.
Like a lot of the best romances are, I mean, I feel like Downton Abbey, the romance isn't always what I love about the show. Like, a lot of
no.
the romances I'm, not super happy with. Like, I really like, and a lot of them it's, I start out excited, and then after it's developed, I get, tired of it. Like,
yes.
I started out really loving Sybil and Branson, and then he kind of turned into a jerk, and I don't know. Like, the way they do romance is just not always my bag.
No,
but I love
Julian
all the
Fellowes,
so
Between You and Me, has the worst hand at it. He's good at the build, but then once there's any chance of happiness, he likes to kill people in car wrecks or turn them into jerks or just make it. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's like a really rocky road. It's like, dude, for God's sakes. Come on, pull up.
I was really rooting for
mountain.
Sybil and Gwen for a while there before Gwen left the show. They were so cute together.
Yeah, it's
I was really glad for Gwen, but
I was too.
Sad for me.
I'm glad it's the final season. I'm really sort of, you know, I've enjoyed it, and I'm certainly going to enjoy season six. But at this point, I even told my husband, I said, I've got Downton Abbey fatigue a little bit in some of the ups and downs. Like, I'm enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I love Garth and Mrs. Hughes. And, of course, Mrs. Padmore. And just, I love the staff so much.
Did things work out for Daisy? I worry about her.
So far, we're still clinging to the edge of, you know, potential happiness. Yeah, she's moving up, you know, in the kitchens, and she's got some skills. But, yeah, I'm worried for her, too. I just, she's still.
That actress has been on Gallivant, too, and she is.
Who? What? Who are we? What? Oh, did I lose you? Hello? Oh my gosh.
Hi. Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I have a new phone, and I think I pushed, like, a button with my cheek or something.
I joked about her hanging up with me on the Downton Abbey thing, and then she actually did. It was terrible. Oh, my God.
I was saying that the actress that plays Daisy is on Gallivant, too, and I really love her on that show as well.
Isn't that fun when you see the BBC actors? They're in it. They're like a rotation. There's like a little club. They get like 25 or 30 actors, and then they're in everything. Have you seen Poldark?
It seems like shows that film in Canada are the same. No,
yeah.
I haven't. I watched part of the original. I've seen part of the original series, but I haven't tried the new one yet.
Oh, dear, good gravy. Oh my. Oh,
is
that
I should,
real.
Or I'm lucky that I haven't?
It's awesome. No. It's awesome sauce. I mean, from I'm elderly, so way back, you remember when Colin Firth was in Pride and Prejudice, and you just sort of enjoyed the whole, you know, wow, as this is unfolding. This guy is just so sizzling, and yet the story is just so, it's told at such a great pace, and it's fabulous. And you would like the class, the way they've got that class thing lined up. Again, he's the youngest son. He was a captain in the Army. He is not the, you know, cream at the top of the bowl. And yet he's the best of all of them. And there's all this wonderful politics. But, he's schmexy. Oh my.
Have they aged the girl up at all? Because
I remember
her being so young. I mean, they were fantastic together, but I was like a little squick.
Yeah, this one's better. The new BBC, the Masterpiece Theater, it's awesome. But he falls in love with his kitchen maid.
Yeah, but have they aged her up at all? Because I remember her being like 15 or like 14.
Oh, no. This is a full-grown woman.
Okay.
This is a full-grown
woman.
In early 20s. Yeah. No. Just step away from the original. This version with Adrian, I can't remember his last name because it was just a blur.
Turner, or is that somebody else?
Ooh, that sounds right. Yeah, dark hair, dark eyes, very TDA.
The guy from, he was also in The Hobbit, ?
He might have been, yes, yeah.
I don't know.
I blacked out after so many orc fights. It's a little bit of CGI. I had CGI overload, and I couldn't.
I just don't understand how they
focus.
Dragged that book out to three movies when it was like 20 pages long.
That was so wrong. It was so wrong. I watched the first movie because, you know, I'm a geek and you have to. And then I started to watch the second one, and then Smaug dies, and I do remember falling asleep shortly thereafter. And woke up, and there was a battle of some kind, and then went back to sleep, and then woke up, and there was still battles, and probably could have been the same one. I don't know. And I never saw fourth one, or was there a fifth? I don't know. How many movies did they make? Yeah, that was not. If there's a think tank, there should be a think tank that sort of goes, you know, don't do it. Have like veto power. We'd have vetoed
the
prequel.
Honey, no think tank.
Yeah, we'd have vetoed John, you know, George Lucas in the prequels. We'd have been like, no, don't do it. Don't pull up. No, no. But alas.
I just read the most amazing thing about how George Lucas's, like, personal headcanon about Han Solo is that he has a wife who's a Wookiee. And he was like, he would, like, at creative meetings, he would be like, well, you know, Han can't marry Leia because he's already married to a Wookiee, but of course we can't talk about that in the movie. Which
wow.
I think, something about it is really charming to me. Like, oh, George Lucas.
Or that is so George Lucas. You know, he was successful in spite of himself is really how that unfolded. You can just see that first movie, yay. The rest of it, he made it up as he went along, and you can so see that. And I think any writer goes, yeah, he's a pantser. You can see the pantsing happening left and right, and the prequels were just, oh, he had, wow, no, that was. But the reboot was awesome, and as a mother with two daughters, we were girl power. Woo! It was good. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. Spoiler alert, in case you haven't seen it, you know, right up until the bridge. And then that was like the six of the darkest minutes of my life. So I was like, no,
I could, don't get me started because I will start spoiling people and that will be bad.
I'm sorry. But again, as a writer, we immediately, every Star Wars person in the room, geek in the room, knew exactly what was going to happen. There was pretty much no shockers.
I never see that coming. I'm like the
really?
World's
you didn't see that
worst.
Coming?
No, I am terrible at that specific thing. I can always tell when people are going to get together, but like I can't.
Yeah. Catwalk over an abyss.
I know.
Somebody's father.
I don't know. I thought something else. Whatever. Let's not spoil people.
Look, lightsaber plus dad and metal catwalk.
Let's not spoil
never,
people. You
ever
are spoiling
come that well.
People left and right now.
Sorry. They've seen it. Are you kidding me? This thing's grossed $1 billion. They've seen it. They know. And if you don't know and you're very upset, please send your emails to Rose Lerner via www.roselerner.com, and that's Lerner, LERNER.com. So
I take no responsibility
Rose
for what has happened here.
And tell her how unhappy you are. Well, that we spoiled A, Downton Abbey, B, George Lucas's, you know, probably how he's going to be memorialized, and C, then we went on and talked about the recent Star Wars release. We're batting 1,000. This is awesome. So, okay, everybody, I'm just teasing. All right, so Listen to the Moon is out today. Buy it, and you don't have to read them in order, which I think is also something I'm really a big fan of because doing things in order is so stressful. So, but I love the small town concept. I think it's fabulous. And I for one, have already downloaded it to my Kindle and
yay!
Want to know how I enter the contest for the dragon and the stuff. And
sadly, T-Rex is not included in the giveaway, but there is a major gift basket giveaway. He's my spokes model. He's not for
he's
sale.
Awesome. He
I
is
love
awesome.
Him.
Best
yeah.
spokes model
one day I'm
going
to have to
seen.
Do a giveaway of a T-Rex because people love
you're,
him. But
you're going to have to. Yeah, that's a trademark now. You're going to have to come up with that.
But yeah,
absolutely.
Just go to my website, roselerner.com, and click contest, and it should be the
yes.
first post that pops up.
Although you will not win the dinosaur people, okay? Just get over that. Just let that go now. Just grieve and go on. You'll get books and other cool things, but not the dinosaur. That could be your charm for the historical romance retreat. You could give away dinosaurs.
Aww. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I have to start thinking about that, don't I? It's like not that far away.
Yeah. See? Always thinking. That's me. Listen, this is it. I'm just going to start stalking you because you're just that awesome. And everybody, I hope all of you have a wonderful new year. And thank you for tuning into the Romance Bookmark. And Rose Lerner, I am a fan. That's all I'm going to say
aww,
about that.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Thank you for having
me. Oh, Happy New Year. All right, everybody, stay safe. Stay warm. All that stuff that you're supposed to be doing, do more of that. And forget about the resolutions. You're already wonderful the way you are. Good night, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions. www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.